A reading according to the Gospel of St. Matthew. One of the 12, who was called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priests and said, "What are you willing to give me if I hand him over to you?" They paid him 30 pieces of silver, and from that time on he looked for an opportunity to hand him over. On the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the disciples approached Jesus and said, "Where do you want us to prepare for you to eat the Passover?" He said, "Go into the city to a certain man and tell him, 'The teacher says, my appointed time draws near. In your house I shall celebrate the Passover with my disciples.'" The disciples did as Jesus had ordered and prepared the Passover. When it was evening, Jesus reclined at table with the 12, and while they were eating, he said, "Amen, I say to you, one of you will betray me." Deeply distressed at this, they began to say to him, one after the other, "Surely it is not I, Lord." He said in reply, "He who has dipped his hand into the dish with me is the one who will betray me. The Son of Man indeed goes as it is written of him, but woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would be better for that man if he had never been born." Then Judas, his betrayer, said in reply, "Surely it is not I, Rabbi." Jesus answered, "You have said so." The Gospel of the Lord. Today is what is called Spy Wednesday because it tells the story of Jesus being betrayed by Judas, or when it just beginning of the Passion narratives. Many people try to rehabilitate Judas, that he didn't really mean to betray Jesus. He didn't really mean that he'd be killed. He was only trying to encourage or force him to act as the long-awaited Messiah. He was only trying to help. Well, these are only theories. And the only thing that we can know for sure is what the text says. The passage immediately before this one is very revealing. When Scripture was originally written, it was not divided into chapter and verse. So in this account from Matthew, previously we see the woman breaking the precious vase of nard over Jesus' feet and anointing his feet with the perfume. And Judas and some of the others object. But Jesus tells them to leave her alone, that what she has done will never be forgotten. Perhaps this was the last straw for Judas. For in the very next sentence, it tells us that Judas went to the high priest and asked, "What are you willing to give me if I hand him over?" It's a classic scene of a parent asking a child to do something around the house, like clean up his room or take out the trash, and the child responds, "What will you give me?" Judas is not thinking of Jesus. He's not thinking of his own people who are oppressed by the Romans. He's thinking only of himself and what he will get out of it. Thus we know that Judas was obsessed with money. We could say that his predominant fault or flaw was avarice. St. Thomas, in his commentary on the Gospel of John in this passage, says that Judas' problem was avaritia, avarice. Avarice is considered one of the capital sins because it is a root of many others, such as covetousness and greed, selfishness. St. Paul said that the love of money is the root of all evil. He doesn't say money is the root, but the love of money, the obsession with money. The dictionary says that avarice is the excessive or insatiable desire for wealth or gain. It makes a person narrow and miserable. It's where we get the word miser, miserly, misery. Avarice leads to so many wars and financial meltdowns that we see every day. It rots the soul at the core, turning it in upon itself until its only God is money and wealth and gain, leaving no room for Jesus or for any other person. Other people become objects to be used or possessed. Avarice will destroy everything in its path, even loved ones. It accepts no compromise except for gain. Avarice finally kills, if not other people, at least the avaricious person, for it hates God and eventually hates itself. And all this is clearly seen in the person of Judas Iscariot. What should we do these last days of Lent to prepare for a new burst of resurrection life into our hearts? As we enter the holiest days of the year, let us take the time to examine our lives for any trace of avarice or greed. Spiritual writers tell us that it is a very difficult vice to overcome, and probably even more so in our own time with our consumer society and all the advertising encouraging us to buy, 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 more, more, more. So what can we do? The primary thing is to surrender our lives to God, to trust Him and His provident love and care for us and for our loved ones. We need to learn to be content with what we have. The author Charles Dickens thought that the remedy to avarice was to practice generosity towards others, and he brings this out very clearly in his famous Christmas Carol and the Avaricious Scrooge. As we give ourselves more and more to God, we will supernaturally become open to giving to others. So let us not be a Judas in our heart. Let us crucify on the cross with Jesus any great sin that we may have.